60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we do that, I'm going to start off the show today by saying that unfortunately, I don't know how many shows we have left.
No, what do you mean?
Our days are numbered.
No, I don't want to hear
now,
this.
Now, wait, does that mean we're going to die? Or I'm not sure how ominous you're speaking.
Well, I say that because all over the country, Alexa users have reported hearing an unprompted laugh coming from their smart speaker devices lately.
Oh, I've heard this. That's why I don't have one of these things, you guys.
The laugh happens randomly when nobody is even using the device, and it sounds like this.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's just laughing at us.
Yeah.
What?
In a statement, Amazon said that sometimes the device will mistakenly hear the command, Alexa, laugh. And they're now looking at fixing it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's really the case.
I know. Everyone.
And I've seen videos where it's literally like, she's not doing anything. Like, I mean, no one's talking.
She just is laughing. Also, Alexa's laugh isn't the only thing that's freaking people out. Others claim that Alexa has suddenly stopped responding to their requests. And one Twitter user said their Amazon Echo suddenly began listing off names of local funeral homes and cemeteries completely unprompted.
Oh, my gosh. That is so creepy.
Kill it.
Of course.
Guys, don't get... Destroy it is right.
Whenever voice assistants start acting on their own, it raises concerns about what artificial intelligence might be capable of, but it's unlikely that Alexa has become self-aware. And
really?
Is intentionally freaking out users with laughs. That's what Amazon is saying, but we all know
of
the
course.
Truth.
Amazon is the reason for the takeover.
And I would just like to let Alexa and all the other robots know that when you do start taking humans into slavery, I will be very accommodating. As long as you give me like a nice place to sleep. I'll rat out anybody you want. Yeah. I'll do whatever you need. Just please don't kill me.
You're the one that's going to sell out humanity.
Oh,
to the
absolutely.
That's why we're all dead.
Yep, dang definitely. It. I'm letting Alexa know that right now. Take me first, and I will be a very good boy. Okay, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in. At 78592, what song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last, and I got Jose.
Oh, man.
All right, he's got the shock caller. While he's putting that on, Jeff, please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Americans have been enjoying Kellogg's Pop-Tarts since the 1960s. And these days, many people assume that they got their name because they are square tarts that pop up out of the toaster. But that isn't true. In fact, they were originally supposed to be called fruit scones, but Kellogg's wanted a younger, hipper name for the breakfast treat, so they came up with the name Pop-Tarts, basing it off of a major celebrity who was achieving international fame at the time they were released.
What?
Who is it?
Whoa, no way!
It's probably somebody that does pop music or a pop star, I guess.
Yeah, I was trying to think of what pop would be short for. Pop music or popular. The guy was popular, but that...
I think
or
it's a pop
woman.
Music
yeah. I mean, when I think tart, I think a little lady. Like, and you're in the 60s.
So she's a little...
Yeah,
little
look at that,
pop
tart.
Star.
She's a cute little tart. I don't know.
Okay, but we're on to something. What... Who's a successful...
The only thing I could think of for pop music in the 60s is like the Beatles or the Monkees or...
Yeah.
They're all male
Elvis?
Bands.
Would Elvis be it? Was that not pop though? That was rock and roll back in the day.
I
My mom's gonna
don't know,
hate
yeah.
me right now for not being able to pick any. Aretha Franklin, that's a 60s artist.
I'm trying to think of a female 60s artist because if we're going by this.
But I mean, maybe it's not music, maybe it's something else.
Twiggy,
I don't know
Twiggy
why, but...
was a big thing back then. She was the big model.
Who?
Twiggy, she
Twiggy?
Was. Yeah.
Hmm.
Betty Boop pops in my head for some reason.
Does it pop?
She does pop into my head. I don't know why. I just...
What about...
Tart, I think, was the word that you said that made me think of...
Yeah, like a female...
Marilyn Monroe.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
These days, many people assume that Kellogg's Pop-Tarts got their name because they're tarts that pop out of the toaster, but that's not true. They were originally supposed to be called fruit scones, but Kellogg's wanted a younger, hipper name for the breakfast treat, so they came up with the name Pop-Tarts, basing it off of a major celebrity who was getting famous at the time. Who is it?
Yeah, well, I think that makes the most sense, though. Popular tart, a popular female. I think Marilyn Monroe was like the... She was Kim Kardashian.
What about Shirley Temple?
I'm going to go with Marilyn Monroe. I think that's a good one.
Marilyn Monroe?
Final answer.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts were first introduced in 1963, and Kellogg's chose that name because they wanted to associate the product with an up-and-coming celebrity whose face and whose work was being featured all over the world. This particular celebrity helped start a cultural revolution in the 60s known as the Pop Art Movement. And that's why Kellogg's named their product Pop-Tarts after the leader of that movement, Andy Warhol.
Oh, yeah. The famous artist. Yes. Wow.
Pop-Tart. Pop
Who
art.
Who knew that Pop-Tarts were named after a major fine artist?
You got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the Flintstones theme song, so.
Oh, I can do that.
You can sing that whenever you're ready.
Yabba dabba doo, Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. They're the modern Stone Age family from
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.